Oh,
what do you need now? Did I not sing well enough for your pigsty of a cabaret?
How dare you call this cabaret a pigsty?
How dare you call this pigsty a cabaret?
Enough of such talk. Why you should have this great honor conferred upon you is more than...
Honor? What are you talking about?
His Excellence wishes me to bring you to his table.
And who is his Excellence?
You are stupid. Where have you been all evening? Did you not know we have the honor to be entertaining His Excellence, Chief Abdul Yusuf Ben Abdel?
What?
The Pasha of Karamel?
Oh, monsieur, why did you not tell me at once?
Tell you at once? That is just...
Oh, Ben Abdel, take me to him. Take me to him.
Your Excellence.
Ah, you have brought her.
Good. Permit me to present to Your Excellence, Mademoiselle Tizetan.
Your Excellence.
Mademoiselle has pleased me with her singing. Would you do me the honor to be my guest at my palace in Karamesh?
I am the one who is honored, and I accept your excellence's gracious invitation.
Today's radio play, Oasis of Love, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
And now we come to the central square of Karamel. It is called the meeting place of the dead.
How strange, Your Excellence.
Strange, mademoiselle?
Yes, you call it the meeting place of the dead when it is so full of life. Snake charmers, jugglers, fire eaters, clowns.
Well, I suppose that is strange to European ears. But you forget it was named many years ago.
Ah, oui, true. Time changes many things, Your Excellence. Your Excellence!
Mademoiselle?
What is that man doing with the tambourine?
Oh, that is Ahmed Ali, the most famous storyteller in Morocco. He's about to tell a story, and he's announcing the fight with the tambourine.
A story? Oh, I want to hear it.
Inshallah, I will tell you the story of the foolish Sultan.
A favorite story of ours.
Indeed.
Once, in the old time, there was a sultan who had a very beautiful wife. He gave her everything her heart desired. Whatever she asked for, the sultan saw that her wish was fulfilled. One day, his favorite wife said to the sultan, "Bring me a covering for my couch." He brought her one. She threw it away. "This is no good," she said. The sultan was troubled. "What shall I bring thee then?" he asked. "Bring me one of silk," the wife replied. So the sultan went and returned with the finest silk coverlet that could be found in all the land. He had his slave spread it over the wife's couch. He expected her to be greatly pleased with such a beautiful covering. But she only glanced at it and said, "No, it will not do." The sultan was astonished, but he wished to please his beautiful favorite. "If this will not do, what wilt thou have?" And the wife answered, "Bring me a covering of feathers." So the sultan sent for all the birds of the world. He wished to pull out their feathers to make the bed covering for his wife. The birds came, but there was one bird that stayed away until sundown. It was the owl. Now the sultan lived in a time when the birds could talk. So he asked the owl, "Why did you not come this morning?" And the owl replied, "My lord, I have been counting over the men and the women, and counting over the days and the night." Then the sultan asked, "Which are more in number, the men or the women?" And the owl answered, "The women are more in number." "Which are more in number, the days or the night?" continued the sultan. To which the owl replied, "The days are more in number." The sultan was surprised. "Why are there more days? Tell me, is there not one night for each day?" And the owl said, "My lord, the night when there is a moon, we owls count as days." "But," asked the sultan, "in the case of the men and the women, does not every man marry a woman?" The owl blinked solemnly. "My lord, the man who follows the advice of a woman is a woman." That is the way I have heard the tale from the great ones, and so I tell it to you. Inshallah!
Oh, that is very interesting.
Oh, it is only a story.
Oh, certainly it is only a story. But still, it is very interesting. Oh, tell me, Your Excellence, what is this Bouzdir I've heard so much about?
Bouzdir? Do not mention Gustave to me.
Oh, I did not know. Forgive me, Your Excellency.
Forgive me, Mademoiselle Silvette. It was not your fault. It is only that Moulay al-Hasrin, that child of evil one, with his boots there, collects more money than I can here in Karami.
Is there nothing you can do about it?
Nothing. Boots is outside my province of Casablanca. Oh. There in white, shining plaster houses, with grilled windows, towers, and archways, there Moulay al-Hasrin has established an entertainment center with tattooed daughters of Islam, skilled in the ogle of a roguish eye.
And do they have a gaming casino there, too?
No. Dancing, gaming, and the weed that gives pleasant hours of dreams are forbidden.
I am surprised at Your Excellence.
Surprised at me, Mademoiselle? Why?
Oh, you get so angry at the mention of Bouzir and are jealous of it, yet you do nothing about it.
What is there to be done? If it were within my province...
Let Moulay el-Hasrin have his Bouzir, Your Excellence. What is to prevent you from establishing your own pleasure city?
A pleasure city of my own?
A city built of marble instead of plaster, surrounded by waving palms, perfumed by rose gardens.
Oh, wonderful. I can see it now. Each pavilion will be a palace in miniature.
Yes.
With painted ceilings, walls hung with mirrors, and costly draperies.
Marvel.
Column with mosaics. Arches filled with flowers.
Beautiful.
Gardens gay with the song of birds. Fountains and baths scented with rose water.
Oh, Your Excellency, you have the foresight of genius. I am sure Bouzir fades to nothing by comparison.
Oh, my city of pleasure shall have thousands of dancing girls and entertainers from all over the world.
Please.
The tourists will flock to Karimé to see my oasis of love.
Then your only opposition will be the gaming tables of Bouzir.
I shall attend to that. I shall open a casino like your Monte Carlo, where my guests can play roulette. And I'll open the greatest cabaret in the world. But enough of this daydreaming. It cannot be done.
Cannot be done. With all the power Your Excellence has, such a marvelous center cannot be established.
No, it is impossible.
But why?
The treasury has not enough money.
Oh, surely you can get the resident general to use his influence and have his government lend you the money.
No, the resident general would not trust me. But I have it. He would trust you.
Mm-hmm.
You are one of his countrymen. If you suggest it to him, he might do it.
Oh, but Your Excellency...
I will give you 50,000 francs with which to retain his influence.
Oh, and what will you give for mine?
Whatever you ask.
Well, all I ask is to be made the star of your cabaret in the City of Pleasure.
I do not know of any reason why that should not be so.
Tout est bien. And as soon as you give me the money, I shall see the resident general. And then... Where is the pastor?
Pasha not here.
When will he return, Kabira? I have news for him.
Pasha return when he returns. Is it the general? What he say?
Oh, you know where I went.
Yes. Pasha tell me. Pasha tell all to his favorite.
Well, the resident general approved the plan for the City of Pleasure. The money should be ready very soon.
Good. That makes Pasha glad. Make me glad.
That makes us all glad. The City of Pleasure will be the most beautiful city in the world.
Inshallah.
Did the Pasha tell you of his plan? Of the pavilions of marble with painted ceilings and walls hung with mirrors and costly draperies, columns of mosaics, arch filled with flowers, gardens gay with the song of birds, fountains and baths scented with rose water.
I know.
The city will be surrounded by waving palms and perfumed with rose gardens.
I know.
Oh, I suppose you women of Morocco are so used to things like that, it doesn't interest you anymore. But to a European woman, a place like that is paradise.
City will be beautiful.
It will be famous, Kabira. Famous, do you understand? People will come in great numbers from Europe, Asia, from all over the world. Money will flow into the treasury like water.
Money can buy more clocks.
More clocks? But Kabira, you have your harem filled with clocks now. Look, tall ones, short ones, round ones, square ones, and none of them running. What do you want with more clocks, huh?
Look nice, all gold, make nice noise. Click.
Oh.
When stop, make good place, put things away, see? Oh, Saint Mary.
This is the first time I have seen a grandfather clock used for a clothes closet.
Fool. Need more place, more money, buy more clocks. Well, everyone to his taste, Kabira.
Oh, do you know what the City of Pleasure will bring me? I shall be the star of the cabaret.
No.
Yes, the Pasha told me I would.
He told you. But you will not be chief entertainer.
Why not?
City of Pleasure, Morocco City. Chief entertainer will be Morocco girl.
What?
Weber tried mad like native girls. Not white face girls. Pasha say he make mistake. He changed mind.
You are sure the Pasha has changed his mind?
Yes.
I am not going to be star.
No.
The Pasha said so?
Pasha said so.
And he... But why should he tell you?
I his favorite. Pasha tell me all. Ask me all.
Oh, I see. He asked your advice about my being the star.
Yes.
And you told him to make native girl star instead of me.
Yes, I can.
That's all I want to know.
Mademoiselle Suzette, what does this mean?
What does what mean, Your Excellence?
I give you 50,000 francs to give to the resident general to obtain his influence.
I thought it was to retain his influence.
Retain, obtain. What is the difference?
One is legal. The other is bribery, Your Excellence.
Oh, do not let us split hairs, Mademoiselle Suzette. You were to get the resident general's influence to raise money for the city of pleasure.
Well?
You told Kabira that he had approved the plan.
Well?
And today, I received this formal communication that he is unable to approve the proposed city of pleasure and will not ask his government for the money.
Yes, Your Excellency. It seems that the resident general has changed his mind.
Why?
On my first visit, I gave him the impression that the city of pleasure was to be what you might call a residential suburb, a city improvement.
Well.
On my second visit...
Your second?
I explained to him the real purpose of the plan.
You did? Why in the name of Allah?
Why did you change your mind about my being the star?
No, you know about that.
Yes.
Well, certain advice was given which I thought well to follow.
Yes, I understand. Well, it has been a most charming visit, Your Excellence. And in return for your generous gift of 50,000 francs...
My gift?
I wish to give you a present, a suitable one on the occasion. Here it is.
What is this, mademoiselle?
Open it and see.
Kaik, a veil, sandals, a harem girl's costume. Whom is this for?
For you.
For me?
Yes. Have you forgotten your favorite story? The one Ahmed Ali told about the foolish sultan and what the owl said? My lord, the man who follows the advice of a woman is a woman.
Be sure to read the interesting details of what happened to a Pasha's dream of an oasis of love. The story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will be found under the title, Pasha Plans Pleasure City with 6,000 Vamps for Tourists in French Morocco Desert. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.